Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I don't know if I'm feeling this today. I ain't feeling it. I ain't trying to feel that. There's a guy on the third and fourth seasons of the show Last Chance U on Netflix. His name's Bobby Bruce. He's one of the players. And he always sounded like he got a cold.
And that's the way he talked. The coach been messing with me too much. I know I came back to grades, but I tried, but it's so hard. I mean, they're like, Bobby Bruce, do this. Bobby Bruce, do that. And I always got his head back, like he's trying to keep his nose from running.
Listen, if you've ever seen the show or if you watch the show, that is a dead ass on impression.
Yeah, it's spot on.
I don't feel good.
Bobby Bruce. And then his teacher calls him Mr. Bruce. Mr. Bruce? You have got to stop wearing that hoodie in here. I bought you a new one, Mr. Bruce. I don't know how these stories seem to find themselves in our midst, but this is from the Detroit Free Press, which is anything but. There's a guy that went into a store. Security footage saw him pooping in the aisle and then placing pooped in a box and then placed the defecated box back on the shelf. He also stole some items from the store. But I guess if you want to create a diversion, so you can steal something, you poop
in a box.
Employees took the footage to the police and they uploaded the footage onto their Facebook page at the police station. But the store requested the department take any images and video of the incident down, citing their corporate policy as a reason. So, yeah, they don't want their store broadcast all over the place having a guy. You know, they don't want to be associated with their customers pooping in boxes. Or that you might find a box of poop on the shelf when you're looking for a sprinkler.
Yeah.
Did he poop directly into the box, or did he poop onto the floor, then he put it into the box?
It says he pooped in an empty box. Okay, yeah. Empty box. Would have been a whole lot cooler the other way.
That's what threw me about when you first read it. I thought, I misunderstood. I thought you meant he pooped in the floor in the aisle, then he picked it up and put it in the box.
And they're looking for him. He left the parking lot in a light-colored Ford Escape. That's all they got. They have no leads on any subjects.
Ridiculous.
I think that's some shit.
I poop in a box.
What causes one to do that? It had to be malicious, right? He couldn't have just had an emergency hit him right there and say, oh, I can't hold it.
Yeah, maybe he asked to use the restroom. They told him no. I think that could potentially happen.
I'll show you
kind of thing. But I don't know why you wouldn't just do it on the floor, you know, if you're that.
Well, maybe he didn't really mean to make a statement with it. He wanted to leave it as a, you know, a surprise for somebody to find.
Yeah, what a psycho.
Uh-huh. Sounds like something I would do, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Pooping in
I had a nickel for every time I've done that.
Is it a grocery store?
I'm not sure. I couldn't even pronounce the name of the store, but because evidently it's some sort of a Michigan thing, which I don't need to understand.
Pooping in the aisles of the store is a Michigan thing?
No, the store chain is a Michigan type store.
I wonder what kind of box it was. Like cereal box.
Yeah, I picture a cereal
box. Right, that's what I was thinking, like a cereal box.
I mean, who could poop in a cereal box?
You just hold it. You just hold it open a little bit.
I picture being a small cardboard box.
Yeah, me too. I, for some reason, pictured it being the type of store that would sell, you know, like a Home Depot type store.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I pictured.
It is a grocery store.
It's a grocery store.
See, I was thinking a Kix.
Because, yeah, what kind of boxes would be available just on the shelf at a grocery store?
Exactly.
And that have space for you to even be able to poop inside of them.
Yeah.
There isn't space in a grocery store aisle to do that?
No, she's saying
in the box.
The size of the box.
Yeah, the size of the box.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it couldn't happen in a cereal box.
Well, you could just kind of
move it. Because it's got cereal in it.
Just scrunch it down.
But then it's narrow. The opening is narrow.
Yeah, you just kind of pry the sides open and just...
Ra-da-da.
I'm with you, TJ. That seems really difficult.
Yeah, we're going to have to try that.
Pick up what box?
Yeah, what kind of
box? I don't know. I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think what else comes in boxes.
Flour comes in a bag.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been to a grocery store. Which she's like, lemons?
Which, ramen noodles?
I don't know if I can get it.
A pineapple?
If I could get a worse visual than pooping in a sack of flour.
Yeah. Follow the guy with the white ass.
Yeah, that's you're gonna find that guy. That guy's left a trail for you.
Well, you guys don't have any guesses.
Yeah, they didn't come up with anything.
The butt looking like it's been snorting cocaine.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to think. What other kind of box would it be?
You know, Brillo pads come in a box.
Uh huh. Mm hmm.
Those laundry are not detergent.
Big. Yeah, maybe laundry detergent would be. But then again, you can't squish laundry detergent down.
No.
Yeah.
If anybody has any suggestions, DM them to us. What kind of box would be it? Because you got to be quick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, you can't be just, you know, reading the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, reading
your phone. You need to be ready to go.
As the creator of said stuff, you've got to be locked and loaded and ready. Yeah. Like, there's no, this may take a minute. It's got
to
happen.
It's about to happen.
Yeah, you don't have time to read your phone. Yeah.
It's going down, basement.
Yeah, and so he surely wouldn't have time. That's what I was saying. Surely he wouldn't have time to clean.
So he just... put his nasty drawers back on. Gross.
Mm. Dookie.
Yeah, Dookie stains.
Yeah, Dookie stains.
I said, I need to take a dump in the Fruity Pebbles.
I try to.
He going to kick me off the team for that. I didn't even know. How am I supposed to know you don't supposed to take a dump in corn pop?
It might be a two-man job is what I'm thinking. One to hold the box open and...
You know, no,
that's
way.
A good friend.
I was going to say there is no way.
That is a BFF if there ever was one.
Yeah, I just can't see that happen ever.
I'm about to go poop out some Cheerios. You want to come?
Yeah.
What?
All right, hold this box so I can poop real quick. Then we can go pay for this beer and get out of here.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's taking longer than I thought.
Yeah.
Hold the box up a little bit closer, please.
Go get me the stool softeners. go over there to the pharmacy aisle.
That's so gross.
So gross.
And then they can't catch him.
Right. It's like
that's on the run.
The worst police department. Or they just don't want to catch. Yeah. Like, we don't want to deal with that psycho.
I wonder if the grocery store was like partially empty that no one saw or people were...
It was 4 p.m. on a Thursday.
Yeah, like how can anybody not have seen that?
Yeah.
And Zachary here says that maybe it was one of those wholesale clubs like Sam's and they had empty boxes everywhere. Maybe.
And those aren't as packed as the regular grocery store during the week.
But you have to dump a lot, though, in one of those places.
Yeah. Lori said, hey, maybe it was a cat litter box.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just dropped it off into a...
And that would be convenient.
And another somebody who just texted us said, diapers come in a box.
Oh, true. Mm. Also convenient.
Oh, we're going to take out some of those pampers. We have to make room. Why don't I just put one on?
Yeah.
You know, the cops are like... we're not even looking.
Yeah, man, I got more important stuff than this.
I mean, we're not even a city. We're a township.
Yeah.
So right. We're not equipped to deal with, you know, poop bandits.
Hold up.
We don't have a
poop bandits.
I gotta go poop in this greeting card real quick. Put
it back. That's messed up.
Where's that sample tray? I don't think nobody else gonna want to eat cantaloupe.
Ew. Gross.
What you got, summer sausage?
I'm gonna poop on these clementines real quick.
Help me get up here. Come on, man.
Help me up. Okay, we go. This is an emergency.
No, I don't even know, but I got that mist spraying down on me right now.
That's a bidet. You walk to the grocery store and there's some guy up on a clementine display perched up there.
I'm going to call this one in. We got a guy shitting on the clementines up here. We need to back up immediately.
He's trying to figure out what the code is. Yeah. But that, like, I don't really have a code for that one.
4249. Got shitting on clementines. What?
Oh, my God.
Send everything you got.
That's funny. The poop bandit.
Yeah, that's nasty.
And they can't find him.
Yeah, they got a clear picture of him, so it can't. I mean, he's wearing a mask.
He wore a mask.
But yeah, he has like the audacity to poop in the grocery store.
But nobody notices mask guy. Oh, I guess he's. I mean, you mean like he had a mask like a COVID mask?
Yeah, like a COVID.
Okay, mask. Well, yeah, okay. Mm. Sorry to say, nobody noticed the guy in a mask. I picture a ski mask. Like there, yeah, any guy who's got a ski mask on in a grocery store,
gotta do something shady.
Yeah, crouched down in the middle of the aisle with a box under his butt. That's a dead giveaway. Something bad is going on.
Man,
there you go.
Oh, that's him?
That's a pretty clear shot. Mm. Well.
What's on his mask?
His S. Yeah,
I don't know what that says.
S4.
It's 5 something. I don't know.
Oh, it's a 5. He's got some big ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How would you like to be in jail and they say, what you in for?
I pooped on the clementine.
Why did you do that? I had to go.
Because I don't like clementines.
Yeah, I hate them. They're so small. They're too small. I don't trust them.
They ain't good for nothing but for me to poop on.
You like an orange, but you tiny. I don't like it.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Today is going to be one of the days that never end. What Riggins calls it. We got a green kids meeting today, Ace. Is it today or is it next Wednesday?
Wait,
next
yes, Wednesday. Today.
Oh.
I think it's today.
So we got a green kids meeting. Last time I thought it was virtual.
Oh, my bad.
But not even Zoom or Teams. It's a conference call. Hello. I'm like, hi, hello. Sitting up on my puffy couch. I think I'm going to do that today.
Yeah. Is it in person today?
Yeah, some people went in person last time. You know, Ace and Goody Goody was up in there in the middle of it. Give me a sticker.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to make it today. When you're one of the presidents of it, you're kind of supposed to be there.
Not in a pandemic.
No, especially during the pandemic.
Why? been doing about shit.
What we mean about?
Yeah, hell. Just like I thought that event was virtual. I don't know how you have a go-kart race virtually, but that's what I thought. Thought the golf tournament's going to be virtual.
Virtual golf.
All that. Well, you're going to play Golden Tee.
Hell yeah.
And now, Alexis, what is it Adam wants me to do with you today?
coach me on voicing promos.
Today?
Or tomorrow.
I don't know what that's got to do with me.
Because you're the best of all the rest.
And he already gave her some bad advice. I overheard.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody needs to step in.
Adam did? Yeah. Or Rob did?
Adam.
Oh. I thought you were looking in there at Rob.
Oh, Adam gave her bad advice? Yeah.
Like what?
I don't even want to say.
He's telling him to try out voices and things.
He said for
oh,
me
like
to
characters?
Try to sound like a valley girl.
What is that? Oh.
But then also sound natural, so.
Oh, wait, it wasn't to be a character in a commercial or something?
No.
No, it was just like, okay. Well, so now I see why he said, just get TJ to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, can you sound like Barney Rubble?
But also sound natural.
Yeah, I wish you. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he is a professional. He's more of a pro into that stuff than we are.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big time voice actor, voice over agent. Person, he has an agency, but I mean, what does it take to have an agency? You just call any damn thing an agency. Oh, like, well, you got a website? That's my agency. I run an agency. All right, I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
Why don't you coach her on the radio right now?
No.
Yes.
No, because I don't want to do it at all. If I put it off till tomorrow, it's another day down the road. And I go, oh, I got to go tomorrow.
You have to do it tomorrow.
No, I don't. What's tomorrow, Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be up out of here tomorrow.
Oh, I got
I'm not even going to be at work Friday. So, yeah, I got to get the hell up out of here today and tomorrow. Because you heard I got a grandkids meeting, and it's not virtual.
This time.
I'm going to drive by the grandkids' office and wave. Hey.
I was there.
I vote yay.
Yeah, I might not be there.
Why are you not going to be there, Ace?
I got stuff going on.
Yeah, he got a poop at the Walmart.
1 o'clock.
And Adam just sent an email. It's just slow down.
I've just read the first three sentences.
Slow down. That project is upcoming. Slow down. We need to have a meeting next week. No, we need to just slow down.
I'm still trying to picture Alexis doing a Valley Girl voice.
Can we hear your Valley Girl voice?
By the way, is there a such thing as a Valley Girl now?
If it were 1985.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That's just the way girls talk now.
Yeah.
I don't talk like that.
But to him, that's the way he perceives it. Mm. All the girls now talk like Valley Girls. Valley Girl. She's a Valley Girl.
Exactly.
Like, totally.
That's totally rat.
Yeah. Gag me with a spell.
That's what I'm trying to figure. Yeah.
Let's go to my mall. I just overheard her talking to Rob about the thing, and I was like, oh, boy. Here we go.
Rob, how did she do with her Valley Girl voice yesterday? I can't hear you, Rob.
He's recording.
So oh, okay.
In a Valley Girl voice.
Well, I heard him talking with his headphones on.
Yeah, Adam's coaching him right now.
But that wasn't terrible. The worst I've ever heard that you just did.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't sound like that exaggerated.
What I want is, I want for you to sound as white as possible, but also sound black.
Yeah, you can do that, right?
Totally.
And Asian.
Yeah. So, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen Alf? I'm like, yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
He did give me an example of a movie, but I can't even remember what the movie was to tell you guys.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the last movie he saw.
Search the recesses of your brain and tell
please, we need to know what movie it was. We need to know the movie.
God, I can't even remember. Because he's like, you know this movie? I was like, nope.
Rob, do you have any idea what the movie was that Adam told Alexis to work on voices from?
No, it was a call between them. Yeah. I didn't get that information, unfortunately.
How was her Valley Girl voice yesterday?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know.
Wait, were you recording her?
Yeah, I mean.
Do you have a recording that we could possibly hear?
I'm sure I do.
Whenever, but also as soon as possible.
Are we supposed to do that, Alexis? Are we good?
I don't know if we are supposed to do that.
Was it for a client? Because we may not need to throw a client out there.
No, it was for something that we don't want to talk about
yet.
Oh,
yeah. That's what it was for.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, a big surprise.
Well, it was already on the app, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we already played it on the app.
No, that's right. Yeah, okay.
We just redid it, and now I got to redo it again.
So we don't want to talk about it, but we played it on the app?
No, it was a different thing I was thinking of. Sorry.
Okay.
And the Valley Girl thing is really coming through when you say member. It was on the app.
You member, Holmes.
Holmes. Hey, Vato.
I say, you member.
You come down, I'm going to kick your ass, man.
I'm going to kick your ass, I say. You messing with the wrong one, homie.
You got the wrong one on the right day.
Okay.
I could have sworn I had the song Valley Girl in my computer here. That's what you should use to practice.
Yeah, we can't play that, though.
Oh, that's right. We can't play music on here. Yeah. We get sued.
Well, yeah. We get a cease and desist first.
Yeah.
I just got one.
You did?
Yeah. I played a clip of a song on an episode of Ace at Large, and they flagged it.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Well.
Gag me with a spoon. Grody to the max.
Was gag me with a spoon a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing.
Bad thing.
What does that mean?
It means it's sickening or ugh. Like if somebody says something that's really cheesy or disgusting, you go, ugh, gag me with a spoon.
I'm going to start using that.
It's just like somebody say, ooh, gag. Ugh. Mm-hmm. And then there was oh my God, totally boo-foo. Yeah.
Well, he asked me to start off with, oh my God. He was like, just cut that part out, but start like, oh my God, just cut that part out.
That's cool. I mean, I was like, okay. Sometimes I would coach people, like guys doing voiceovers or things that they would be saying, now, back to the Ace and TJ show. And I would say, and then, you know, just like you're going to end that sentence with, back to the Ace and TJ show, and then we would cut that part out. So, yeah, I get that.
I'm learning so much.
Ace, it's on your wall there.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Wait, you want to hear part of it? So this has already run on the app.
Not this version.
This is the second version.
Oh, but the information is already on the app. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's check this out then.
The Ace and TJ show is the best way to reach over 500,000 potential customers for just about any business.
Oh my God, she sounds like one of Charlie Brown's, like the one of the Peanuts characters.
Lucy.
That is so cute.
It really does. Yeah.
It sounds like
the Ace and TJ show is the best way to reach over 500,000 potential customers for just about any business. We're working on a new feature called You're Invited. Through our app, we can get an audience set up with an invitation to a store's reopening, one-day sale, fundraising function, and so much more.
Like, oh my God.
That was basically her instruction.
Like, yeah. Oh my God.
You're invited. Well, everyone but you, Charlie Brown.
It's a great pump.
It is, you sound like a little kid.
That's with his expert tutelage.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Oh, God. Well, no, I have to redo it.
What?
It's not her fault.
Yeah.
Said, I have to sound more natural.
Yeah.
While doing a voice.
While talking through a synthesizer. Yeah. Here's what you need to do. Sound more natural. Go get the cardboard of a paper towel roll. Yeah. hold that up. And they say, you're inverted.
Wow. Well, third time's the charm.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think you ought to be doing commercials and stuff for like Fisher Price and things like that. I mean, we can take advantage of that. I mean, she does. She sounds like a kid, which is a good thing, you know.
Too bad Toys R Us.
I'd sound like a geezer on there.
The Ace and TJ show is the best way to reach over 500,000 potential customers for just about any business. We're working on a new feature called You're Invited. Through our app, we can get an audience set up with an invitation to a store's reopening, one-day sale, fundraising function, and so much more. If you want more information about accessing Ace and TJ's listeners with Ace and TJ invites, email us, acetj@acetj.com. You're invited.
Hey. You're invited.
You're invited.
She nailed Valley. Mm-hmm.
Who wrote it?
Who wrote that?
Okay.
And I attempted a rewrite. Mm-hmm. So he wrote invite a lot, so I wrote invitation because I knew. Yeah,
it should be every time invitation, never invite.
Yeah.
Invite is a verb.
I agree.
And he's got a degree from
Ivy League?
Ivy League school.
Yeah. Online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not one of the upper echelon Ivy League schools.
It's the one was from Phoenix or New Hampshire. Which one is it? Phoenix. The one with the owl.
Yeah.
You're invited.
Mm. Yeah, and Jason that messages us all the time says, urine. Invited.
You're invited.
You're invited.
She sounds like the kid from those old El Paso commercials where the family's trying to decide if they should have soft tacos or hard tacos. Mm. And the little girl pops up and she goes, ¿Por qué no los dos? Why not both?
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So, Riggins, do you need some coaching, some positive reinforcement?
Sure.
Like we just gave Alexis?
Do you have anything?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh. No, I'm just thinking. So, you know, we have quite a way of being leaders in the business here. You're like, listen to it.
You're like, idiot.
You sound like Charlie Brown.
How stupid.
What are you, four?
Who told you that?
And then.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And then when you have partners in a business, it's always good when two of them throw the third one under the bus all the time.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He dumped it. He's dumb as hell. You know.
He'll call later and he'll go, I heard. Very funny. Very funny. I was laughing.
That sounds like him.
He'll tell you that.
Yeah, he says it all the time. Uh-huh. I heard what you said about me. And then, very funny.
Right. And then very he'll funny. Always follow that with, but in my defense.
Yeah.
It's always in his defense something.
Very funny.
I know you were joking, but let me explain.
Yeah.
It's true. I just saw this headline, not to change the subject, but I find this to be hilarious. The governor of California is telling diners now to wear masks in between bites. So wear your mask, pull it down, put the food in your mouth, and while you're chewing it, put it back up. Chew, 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 chew. Finish the bite, pull it down, put the next bite in, put it back over your mouth. Chew, 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 chew.
It's an automatic napkin.
I ain't
but
doing all
the
that.
Way I look at it is, those people are dumb enough in California to keep voting for and electing people like that governor, they get what they deserve. Because they're idiots. Complete idiots.
Like to thank Buck, who just DM'd us. Just wanted to say thanks for causing me to bust out laughing while signing for a delivery here at my job. Truck driver looking at me like I'm crazy. Only response I could think of was, Valley Girls, you know what I'm saying? Great show today, guys.
That's a great name.
Yeah, Buck.
That's a good name.
I won't say his last name. But the two go together well. Like, damn, that guy's got a good name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've almost said it twice. I'm going to move on to something else.
I'm not going to say it, but I've come close twice.
Buck Johnson. That's not his name.
That would be good, though.
Yeah, I was thinking Buck of Johnson. Other good names. Yeah. Johnson always, you know.
The middle name, this.
Yeah. Buck is Johnson.
And then we got another message that said, Alexis is so damn cute. LOL.
She is.
That's from her mom. Her madre.
Me mommy.
Yeah, y'all call your mom's mommy your whole lives, right? Not just when you're little. Y'all being Hispanics.
Yeah, I mean, I call my mom mom, but if I'm trying to butter her up, I'll say mommy.
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 I say mommy.
¿Qué haces?
Nah, nah.
Do you speak to her in Spanish when you're trying to butter her up?
No. My mom, she doesn't really speak to me in Spanish. Growing up, only when she was mad.
Yeah.
That's when I knew when she was speaking Spanish, she was mad. And now she'll speak to me in English most of the time. And if I call her and she's around people that are Spanish speakers, and she'll speak in Spanish. Because I'm like, why are you speaking in Spanish to me?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure they know she can speak Spanish.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Let them know she's down for the cause. She had
down for the cause.
Nobody's changed her.
Yeah. For the culture.
Yeah, for the culture. But the culture.
I do it for my culture.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's cool, though, that she's bilingual.
Yeah. I asked her the other day because I was curious if she dreams in either Spanish or English. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. That's a really good question.
She says that she dreams in both languages because I've never dreamed in Spanish. I always dream in English. I think in English. She does in both languages.
I've dreamed some Spanish, but never in Spanish.
All of my dreams are in Spanish. But I thought that it was very interesting that you weren't even allowed to talk to boys as a teenager until you were out of the house, grown and out of the house.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't even call?
No. I moved out when I was probably about to turn 19, 18 or 19. And I got my first cell phone when I was 16 because I was working and I paid for it myself. And I still was not allowed to talk to boys. My mom would still take my phone as punishment even though I paid for the phone.
Hey, well, she's still your mom. You still live in her house. Yeah, that's a... That sucks, but too bad.
Yeah, it's a privilege to use your phone in her house.
But no boys, nothing.
So.
Then you went wild.
I went wild.
Yeah. See, that's what happens every time. You try to lock them up. Crazy.
Was it just because she was a strict mom, or did it have to do with being a Jehovah's Witness?
I think both.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just a lot more strict than other people.
Yeah, but I don't see you abiding by the rules. You finding a way to pick and choose which rules you were going to break.
I broke all of them.
And is that why she would take your phone away? Would she ever look at it and go, who is this you've been talking to?
No, because I would have password on it and stuff. But before I got a cell phone, I would get one of those phones that you could buy. It's like a kid phone that you connect it to your phone line, but it's like a little mini cell phone and it doesn't look real, but it still works. And so what I would do is at nighttime, I would call whoever the guy was. And I'm like, all right. I'm going to call you on my hang up and then, call me right back or something like that. And I would put it under my pillow and I would wait till they call and I would answer it really quick. And then I would just be talking under my pillow, put the pillow, the blanket over my head and just talk for hours.
Was it so worth it?
No. Now that I look back on it, I missed so much good sleep.
Now, can you imagine as an adult being on the phone with somebody for an hour and liking it?
Not at all.
Yeah. It's the same thing. If I thought about eating a candy necklace right now, something I did when I was a kid that I would never run to now. Like, how did I even do that?
I can't even imagine spending an hour on the phone with someone.
It'd be like 3 hours.
Just to hang out and talk. I know, just hang out and talk. But I mean, even I hate if we have a call, like a business call or this thing today, this conference call that's going to go an hour. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It better not.
Yeah, what's an hour? Yeah,
isn't that going to go an hour with me? I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to hang up now. And they're going to be like, but you're not on the phone. You're sitting right here. Okay, well, when the door closes, that's my version of hanging up. You hear my truck cranking. I think I'm going to just go and start the meeting like that today. Go, what are we even talking about? Still a pandemic going
They've
on.
They've actually said that's why we're doing the conference call, because there's not a lot.
Oh, it is a conference call today?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, good.
I think.
Good. Yeah. Well, then,
that was the text message I think, yesterday, wasn't it? The day before yesterday?
It was a text.
Yeah. Then you responded to it.
Then I should have seen that. I thought she was just asking if we needed a conference call before the meeting, is what I thought she was asking.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I'm always in favor of. Meet before we meet. About what we're going to meet about.
The hell?
Yeah. I thought that's what she was asking. And we both said, no, we're good.
We're going to pass on that.
Board meeting is Wednesday. I sort of feel like we should do a conference call since there's not a lot to cover.
Okay. Well, good.
Is there anything new you would like to talk about? No, I'm good was my response.
Mm-hmm.
And TJ's response just said, I'm sorry you didn't respond. Never mind. I thought you had, but you didn't.
I thought I did too. I meant to.
No, you did. I don't have anything to add. Okay, I see it down there now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I ain't good at math.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to add.
Is there anything you want to talk about? Yeah, I want to talk about Bosch. I love that. The new season was
when
okay.
When is the new one coming out?
Got a couple things. What do you think about chest tattoos?
And, you know, Gwen is in the meetings now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gwen is a member of the Grin Kids Board of Directors. And, you know, we can hear the waterfall in her pool going off.
Yeah.
Running in the background the whole time.
New pool, who this?
Oh, yeah. It's a nice pool.
Being a lady of leisure.
Yeah.
As she is. Yeah, I just got a message from my wife earlier. They said, I ain't got no cell service at home. So I might not be able to dial in today.
You can't even call in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I just got a message.
I ain't got no serve.
Yeah.
And, no service.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was trying to get on the call, but I didn't have any service.
Yeah, I'm going to call them to say, hey, I ain't got no bars. I won't be on today.
I have two checks I'm going to drop off by there today, or should drop off by there today. Maybe that'll count. y'all don't need me with you, do you?
Oh, my God. I had to do that the other day. I had a check for our other charity, and it came to my house, and it was a sizable donation. So I called Adam or texted Adam, and I go, hey, I just got this check from this such and such person. You want me just to send that to you, or you're going to get it when you come up next time or whatever? And he goes, no, I'm going to need you to deposit it. I was like, what?
How do you do that?
Exactly. What you did. I said, Jody, what is he talking about? I'm not doing that. I said, that means I got to go in the bank.
No, you can't go in the bank.
And then she said that. And I go, well, that's what he's supposed to be doing. What's his role?
Right.
I know mine, and it's not, you know, handling anything with numbers on it or anything with responsibility attached. No. I'm not doing that.
That's why you got him.
And she lost it. She was just like yelling, you are ridiculous.
Oh, she was yelling at you.
You go up there, ask them for a deposit slip, and I said, I don't even know what to put on that. About that time, my phone went bling, and Adam would go, here's the number. The account number. Like, damn. So I had to go up to the window at the drive-thru, ask for a deposit slip, pull around, fill it out, and get back in line.
Well, you can fill it out while you wait. Yeah.
There were people backed up waiting to come in.
You fill out a deposit slip while waiting?
You can do it so fast.
But then again, I'm watching everybody do it, and I fill it out real quick. It's a quick fix. Yeah. I've got everything ready. It's signed already. It comes in. I write my name. I write the date. I write the account number on there, and I just fill in the box. Total amount of deposit, $73,000, and I just stick it in there.
All right.
Then they correct it and say, like, that's $730, sir. But
I haven't deposited a check in any account in 25 years.
Yeah.
What?
So it was going to take me a little bit longer to refresh myself with the process.
True.
And I got to write all those numbers in those damn boxes. I screwed it up a couple of times. I got outside the lines. The girl goes, so you just need one, or do you need to? I said, you better give me a stack, because I might mess them up. I don't want to have to get back in the line. And I did notice she was looking at me funny when I pulled away the first time when I said, all right. And then I go, she's looking at me like, where are you going? And I said, I'll see you in a few minutes. I hate trying to write on the center console of my truck.
Yeah, it sucks.
I hate that. So I have a truck desk that I went and bought just to do that job. It hooks to the other seat and it slides over like a hospital tray.
Yeah. You know what you can do?
It's mahogany. It's very nice. Boring. Heavy. Yeah. And then I put my truck seat on wheels, just like a regular office chair.
What you can do, though, is when you go up there, tell them, can you give me 4 or 5 deposit slips? That way next time it happens.
Oh, it ain't going to be no next time.
Yeah, I was like, he's not going to do that again.
No, hell no.
That way you've got one, you can fill it all out. You just pull up, drop it in the thing, and see you later.
And I'm like, you know, Adam's all excited about living so close to us now since he moved to South Carolina from New York. I'm like, you ought to be able to drive up here and deposit this shit yourself.
Oh, thank God.
You thinking you're so close. Ugh. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Damn.
Jump up here.
Just do it on your phone like everybody else.
Yeah, that's how I deposit on my phone.
Everybody in
the world. Jody does that. I don't know how to do that.
It's a limit?
Yeah, there's a limit to the amount you can put in. So
I've never had that type of check.
Limit.
Yeah, there's a limit to how much you can put in every month.
Through mobile deposit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the limit?
I don't even want to know.
I think it's like $5,000 monthly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be less than that, but now it's like $5,000.
So I just drive through there and just throw it in that bucket.
In that bucket. In
that little, that little
garbage can.
It's like, poop. There it is.
I think TJ's confused the bank for a toll road. And just pulls up
just that's how I do it. That's how I do it at the bank. They know who I am. And I was like, hey, I said, should I wait on him? He's got the stuff for that account. Should I wait on him just to send me a deposit slip that has a number and all on it? And I started just kind of messing with Jody with it, acting like I really was having such a hard time. But I did resent it.
Of course.
It's
not your job.
I know. I did my part. I helped get asses in the seats and people to throw the money out.
Yeah.
It's Adam's job to corral the money. He got to wrangle it.
Yeah.
That's not my I'm trying to work on a fish sandwich.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Man. We got all kinds of crap going on up in here now. You say one thing about not wanting to do somebody else's job. He doesn't have anything else to do. Adam, sitting on the beach all day playing golf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the island.
Well, and yesterday.
The Hilton Head.
Yesterday, all he had time to do was send messages about, how's the 28th good? About, how's dinner on the 29th? So I got, we're going to play golf on the 30th?
Mm-hmm.
God, dang, how long are you staying? A month?
Is it Bonnaroo? Damn. 3 days, all Adam.
Yeah, he told me yesterday, because at the beginning of the call, I told him, I said, hey, I'm sorry if I'm not sounding all excited about stuff today. I didn't sleep at all last night, hardly. So it's not that I'm not enthusiastic. It's just that I'm trying. He goes, oh, great. I actually prefer this, because then you'll agree to do stuff that I throw out when you're tired and you just want to get off the phone. So here's my idea.
Okay.
And I'm like, he's right. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't.
I'll do that.
I shouldn't complain. He does everything with me via email these days. Rarely do I get a call from him, because thankfully he's very understanding of the fact that my life is kind of a mess at the moment. I'm trying to sort some stuff out, family stuff and everything. He's like, how about if I just email you? That's great. So I really can't complain. He's been very supportive of the mess that my life has been.
Yeah. But he will, he'll always call me with what he considers a mini list of things. I don't have a regular list. It's a mini list.
Mini list.
Yeah. And I know that's a pain for him, because he having to work around my lack of focus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say care.
Yeah. I care, just not that much.
It's a mini care.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Alexis and Riggins get a lot of the long lists of things to do and all that he needs, is because he knows he can't count on me. Or he gets with them to try to get me to do what he wanted to tell me to do, but he knew that I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Out of curiosity, that email you sent me and TJ about a quote needed, did you ever get one?
I had to text him and be like, TJ, can you please check your email?
Yeah, so then that whole thing. I'm on my way home. She said, when you get home, can you check your email? I said, sure. I checked it, and then there's like 1,000 emails from her. I go, well, which one? You've sent me 1,000 emails. Which one am I supposed to open?
You had a great text message. Now I can say this, because the other day he texted me and goes, how do I find an email that I already deleted? Oh, shit. He was just like, nope, just delete it. He goes, how do I find an email that I deleted?
Yeah, he looks at that box and it says like 1,732 emails. He just goes,
not doing that.
Click the box for all and delete. Now I'm caught up on email.
I get a lot of spam.
Yeah.
He's now caught up on emails.
I'm caught up. I have no emails in my inbox.
Perfect.
But I did. I logged on there. I looked and I go, well, which? What you, and I even texted her, which one are you talking about?
I was like, I sent it to you while we were still at the studio. What you mean?
Right. So that wasn't even one that I had ignored. You can't, I mean, we're in the studio. I'm not looking at stuff. What time did you email me that during the show?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're not looking at stuff?
I mean, I'm not looking at email from business. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to do, you know, business behind the scenes stuff while the show's going on.
When are you looking at business email? I want to know what that time is.
Sometimes,
what is it? I'm not even sure what that is.
Yeah, sometime. All afternoon I'm working on, the things that are important to me. You know, like stuff that's weird and funny and all of that. And that's why that business stuff brings me down. I'm trying to be creative, and I'm trying to be, you know, come up with fun ideas and things like that. And then it's like, you know, you're in a an improv class, and all of a sudden somebody walks in with paintbrushes. Says, we got to paint the building today, kids. Like, damn. We were going improv and then go to the trampoline place. Can we paint the damn building?
You're so dramatic.
So, yeah, so you said that during the show and then act like I've been ignoring it for a week.
I did not act like you were ignoring it for a week. I said it very nicely. Can you please check your email when you get a chance? Gracias.
Yeah. And so then, if there would have been cameras following me and we were on one of those Bravo shows, you know, what's his name? The guy, the head of Bravo guy.
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen would have been playing the clip of me reading that text message and going, God damn, I can't even get in the door.
It's the day that never ends.
It was. And I had one of your overreactions, Riggins, because Boy was there in between his online classes getting him something to eat. And I'm standing at the counter and I'm looking at my phone. I go, damn. He goes, what is it? I said, Adam and Alexis both have texted me for shit on my drive home that I got to take care of now. He goes, what all is it? I said, well, I got to read an email. And
I got to read an email.
I'm supposed to give Adam an answer about something.
It's going to take at least 4 minutes.
Yeah. If I was still in my jeans, I hate that.
Still in my jeans.
I hate coming
Stop
home.
It right
I'm still
now.
In my jeans and then having to start some more shit.
Still in my jeans. I can't with
I'm not even out of my jeans yet. Y'all, I mean, not even in drawstring shorts. Y'all trying to get more work out of me.
Up my ass.
So true that every time Adam tells me to get something with TJ or do something with TJ, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to try, but you already know. Well, just don't expect a lot.
You are added to a long list of people who've responded to Adam with, well, I'm going to try.
We're going to try. We'll see how this goes.
Right, Ricky?
Give it the old college try.
Ricky used to say, I mean, what I do? I've tried.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, Adam will get mad at you for not getting me to do it.
You go, I've worked with him 20 years. And I'm like, well, then you should know. What does that mean?
This is Share Funny on the Ease and TJ button.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.